Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center doing a fabulous job rolling with the punches here and taking great care of us. He'll put the podcast up shortly after our interview. With that, we welcome movie Mike McGranahan to our studios, professional movie critic. His website, aisleseat.com. I haven't been on aisleseat.com in about 4 days, so it's time to check back in. And
there's some new reviews this week.
Yep, and find out about the new ones. So, and tweeting on @aisleseat, his appearance, sponsored by the Campus Theater in Lewisburg. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Shazam, maybe deceiving trailer. The trailer looks satisfactory, but you're here to tell us, not so fast.
Zachary Levi returns as the DC superhero in Shazam, Fury of the Gods. This time he does battle with evil sisters Helen Mirren and Lucy Liu. And if you're wondering how those two can be sisters, given the several decade age difference, you are not alone. I could talk more about the plot, but it's pretty much the same as every other superhero movie these days. There's a magical relic that Shazam has to take back from the sisters, and another DC superhero makes a pointless surprise cameo, and the film ends with a big CGI battle. Nothing in Shazam Fury of the Gods is new or original. What set the first one apart was a sense of humor that made it stand out at a time when superhero cinema was taking itself very seriously. The sequel comes out after Thor: Love and Thunder, The Suicide Squad, and Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania, all of which played up their comedic sides, stealing this one's thunder in the process. The jokes here aren't funny, and Levi's over-the-top performance becomes grating after a while. A few of the action scenes are mildly entertaining, and I like the story's more sincere moments. Beyond that, Shazam Fury of the Gods is the very definition of bland. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 2 Black Adams.
There you go. Some good movie. Okay, so first of all, the humor. Shazam was among the first to really do well, the first one to introduce this idea, these little quips and one-liners?
The movies have always had little bits of humor in, but that was really the first one, or one of the first ones, to take a flat-out comedic approach. And that was what made it so unique and different. And it was only in 2019, it was only about 4 years ago, that it came out. But superhero movies were very self-serious at the time, and that one came, and it had a superhero who was kind of goofy, and it had a very broad comedic tone. So it stood out. But now a lot of the other superhero movies are embracing their silly sides, and so this doesn't seem fresh anymore.
Okay. And the, also the superheroes not a bulked up, you know, huge machine type guy. He's just sort of a normal guy.
Well, yeah, the joke here is that he's a teenage boy who's able to transform into a superhero. Okay. So Zachary Levi has to play all of this like he's a teenager. So, you know, again, that was funny 4 years ago, but it's not really that funny now, and the writing here is not very good.
And the trailer has a lot of the humor in it. Is there much, there is some more in the movie?
There's more in the movie, but it does some really annoying things. Like, at one point, the story stops cold to become a commercial for Skittles. One of the supporting characters starts talking about Skittles and even twice says their catchphrase, "Taste the Rainbow."
Okay.
So you can tell that, Warner Brothers got some money there from Skittles to incorporate a plug. And so the movie stops cold to have this scene centered around Skittles that lets this little girl say their catchphrase. Just stuff like that. And it's so dumb. And it's not funny, and, you know, these movies are all starting to seem the same.
Okay, yeah, you love superheroes, but we're going to need
I'm getting tired of them.
Something different. What do you want Hollywood to do with superhero movies?
Stop making so many of them.
Okay,
you know, we get
so
between 3 and 6 a year now. Marvel makes 3, DC makes 2 or 3. So we're getting up to 6 a year, and they're running out of things to do. And I really think that Shazam Fury of the Gods is a harbinger of what's to come. They've run out of ideas. They're just recycling things that have already been done in other superhero movies.
Okay. And Shazam is from who's?
That's from DC.
DC. Okay, so that's them. Okay, so Shazam, the Fury of the Gods. That's not too impressive to...
Black Adams.
Okay, so yeah, naming a character in a real good movie. Okay, so Dwayne Johnson was not also super interested in Shazam either. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this story broke this week, and it was kind of interesting. Dwayne Johnson, apparently not a fan of the Shazam franchise. According to these reports, he wanted to position himself at the center of DCU's cinematic universe. And so... Black Adam was a villain of Shazam, but he pushed to have Shazam in his own movie and Black Adam in his own movie, which happened. And then he vetoed the idea of Zachary Levi doing a cameo as Shazam in Black Adam. And then Shazam Fury of the Gods was supposed to have a post-credit scene in which the supporting characters from Black Adam recruit Shazam into the Justice Society. And Johnson, who was a producer on Black Adam, nixed that. He wouldn't let the other actors do a cameo. So he's getting some flack here for kind of, in some ways, almost trying to sabotage Shazam in order to position himself at the front and center of the DC cinematic universe.
If you could hear yourself.
I know. I feel stupid explaining all that. But, you know, people care about this, which is,
yes,
you know, which is why I bring it up. These movies are the dominant films of our time.
Well, and also, Shazam will make enough money at the box office to cover its expenses, so...
Well, this one probably won't. This one opened to more than $20 million less than the original, and it cost more to make. So, I mean, this movie is really... Like I said, it's a harbinger of things to come. People are tired of the same old, same old. They want something new. They want something different. You can't just recycle the same old cliches and think that they're going to show up because Marvel or DC's name is on it.
Okay, that's not enough. Shazam
right.
sounded like a good mix to me. All right, so Dwayne Johnson, well, he didn't get his way, but nonetheless... We'll see how it pans out. Well, you gave me some good news this week that half our audience is going to say, who? Devo, documentary. Of course, Devo, the rock band or punk band or contemporary band.
That's what was so great about them. They were almost impossible to classify.
Right, from the 1980s. Tell us about the documentary.
Yeah, there's going to be an officially sanctioned documentary about Devo, meaning all their members are going to participate. And if you grew up in the 80s, as I did, and were into that whole new wave rock, kind of scene. Devo was such a seminal band in terms of what they did with their music and their style and their image and their messaging. You know, a lot of their songs, people kind of took them as silly because they wore the funny red hats and the yellow suits. But if you listen to the lyrics of their songs, they were actually addressing a lot of things happening in society and politics and things like that. So really interesting, important band. And the idea of a documentary that's going to dive into their history and their style and their motivations, to me, that's something I cannot wait to get my eyes on.
Yeah, I was in college when they came out. Boy, we loved the music, and it was very popular. And to this day, I use their phrase, "We are not men," on our talk show when we, you know, fall into the abyss of arguing on this political stuff. So, yeah, so Devo. Okay, so it'd be good to see them. Do you happen to know if their type of music cleared the way? I mean, punk music was kind of already out there. So,
right.
And Devo came along, and folks want to say, well, they're punk too. But then when you heard them, obviously they weren't.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of new wave, although they certainly had some of that punk sensibility, but they definitely influenced a lot of other acts. I don't think there's anybody really that sounds like Devo. There's no one that you could necessarily point to and see a straight line from Devo to them musically because Devo was so unique. But the number of songs they had, the number of albums, and their influence certainly is difficult to measure because it was so great.
And maybe bands like The Cars or something maybe drew some inspiration from then, this idea of kind of being contemporary. Okay, let's see. One other thing on the entertainment list, Jordan Peele's next movie is locked in, so tell us about that.
Yeah, he's not giving us a title or a plot synopsis yet, but it was announced that Jordan Peele's fourth film will debut on Christmas Day next year, and this is exciting because he is 3 for 3 in the good movies / box office blockbusters department. Get Out, Us, and then last summer he had Nope. So this is a guy whose next movie we should all really be anticipating because so far he's batting 1,000.
Get Out. Us.
And Nope.
Okay.
And I highly recommend all of those to
all
anybody
three.
Who has not seen them. They're
okay,
all very,
super.
Very good.
Well, you've turned me on to some good directors who I didn't think much about, just didn't think about them at all. But Get Out, Us. And Nope.
Yep.
Worth watching, and then we'll get another good one next year, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, fabulous. All right. We'll be looking forward to that. What are you going to see this week? What's on your schedule?
Today is John Wick Chapter 4, which I'm looking forward to.
Oh, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah, and everything I've kind of, all the buzz that I hear about it is like, it's just more the same and better. So.
Yeah, it sounds like they pull out all the stops, which I'm all in favor of.
All right. Fantastic. Although we're going to get more protests, you know, because there's usually a body count.
Right. right.
for these kind of things. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic. His website, aisleseat.com. And, of course, his sponsor, the Campus Theater, campustheater.org. Make sure you don't do what I do, spell theater wrong. It's T-H-E-A-T-R-E, sort of the French spelling, for lack of a better description.